Good evening, world. It's Joseph Tame here in Tokyo. It is Sunday, the 22nd of January 2011, 11:30 p.m. And we've just got in from a full day driving and translating and fixing and stuff and social mediaficating for a travel series called Peter Planet. Anyway, more about that in another podcast. What I wanted to talk about was something which happened actually for a job for a different client last week. I travelled up to Ishinomaki, the coastal city in Tohoku that was hit really badly by the earthquake, and where I've been a few times now. And I was there for a job. It was a shooting job. Client was over in Japan to get some footage, and I went up with the client to Ishinomaki. It was there was about seven or eight of us, and at lunchtime we weren't quite sure. There were no plans as to what we were going to do for lunch, and I remembered the Nakayama family. Now the Nakayamas, the mother, the father, they have a daughter who lives in Canada, and some other children around. And their restaurant was destroyed by the tsunami. The water came in almost up to the ceiling. And they then spent about 8 months rebuilding their restaurant. And when we first visited them in November, they had almost finished rebuilding. They were just waiting for the electricity to be reconnected and put some tables in. And they'd said to us, you know, when we reopen, it'll be wonderful to see you and we can cook for you and things. So anyway, so there where I was leading this this group of people around Ishinomaki, and everyone's hungry. So I say, hey, I know a nice little restaurant. And I tell them the story of the Nakayamas and say, you know, I hope their restaurant's open today. So we find their restaurant, thanks to Dean for sending me the Google map pin to help me find it again. And the restaurant was closed. And I knew that they lived upstairs. So I put my head around the corner and I went up the first flight of stairs, and I put my head around the next corner and I called up the stairs, Nakayama-san. And her mother looks out and looks down the stairs and sees me, and she doesn't quite remember me. She's like, what is this crazy foreigner doing? And I introduced myself, reminded her that we'd met before, and I said, you see, the thing is, today I've brought a film crew of about 8 people to come and eat here. And she said, ah, oh, saw this guy. And I say, but don't worry, I can see your restaurant's not closed. And she says, yes, we only open in the evenings. So I said, don't worry, it's all right, I'm sure we'll find someplace else. And she says, well, just wait a minute. And then a few minutes later, she comes back down and she says, no, it's all right, we're going to open the restaurant for you. And I said, no, you can't do that. But they do. She comes downstairs, she gets her husband in the kitchen as well, and I think it's her sister or a relative, and they start up the kitchen, they start up the gas cooker and all of that. And within about 15 minutes, they've served up 8 huge bowls of ramen for us. Absolutely delicious. And it was really, really wonderful to be able to go back there and to kind of celebrate this reopening. They'd only been reopened for about 5 weeks. And I was really touched by their kindness in opening the restaurant for us. But they were so delighted. At the end of the meal, they tried to insist that we don't pay for it. And I said, no, sorry, we can't have that. And we persuaded them to take our money by telling them, you know, that it's not us that's having to pay. It's a foreign client and a foreign company. They have, you know, plenty of budget for this. So please, we really want to pay. And so they accepted some money. But, you know, it was really lovely to go there to kind of complete the circle and have that meal with them. So thank you very much to the Nakayamas for that lovely meal. And that's the end of this little story.